This is the Don and Mike Show.
If my transistor radio ever ran out of batteries, I'd have to run to the store to purchase a replacement one so as not to miss any of their show.
I think they're great. Thank you. And so does everyone else.
Even when my radio's turned off, I can still hear their voices taunting me.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Even my Rottweiler loves them.
They're better than a strong cup of coffee to perk me up.
As soon as I buy a radio, I'm going to listen to them even more.
Okay.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That would be it. Oops. Reset them.
That's our Stepford listener that we were listening to.
Got to reset the phones. Everything was happening.
Hey, while you're doing that, I want to show you something. Go Sox.
Your stomach. Okay, thank you.
Written on my tummy.
Written on you, on your stomach.
Yes, I've got the Go Sox right on my stomach.
In red.
Yes, sir.
I will write. I hold on. About the Sox.
Yes. By the way, something.
Why you can't?
Why you can't?
I'm going to write down a prediction.
Okay.
A serious, okay, not ball-busting prediction.
Okay.
On the World Series.
All right.
Would you give me one of those fancy index cards, please?
I'm ready.
No, I want it sealed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sure.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Buzz, I wanted to ask you something first.
Sure.
If you and your wife ever make it to Napa Valley, you've got to check out Harbin Hot Springs.
Harbin Hot Springs?
What happens? Is that like some human Petri dish?
What happens exactly at Harbin Hot Springs?
Well, it's I'll put it to you this way. It's clothing optional.
Well, there you go.
It's beautiful.
Well, it sounds like, a good day outing. Man, you talk about hot springs, you talk about clothing option, I think floaters.
I think Real Sex 23.
Right, because that's what people do.
Yeah, like Real Sex, like everybody on Real Sex.
They get in and let go.
Seriously, put that in an envelope. That is my true pick.
Prediction.
Hey, when the World Series is over.
That's not fair.
How does it make you feel that Giuliani's backing the Red Sox?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ill.
He's a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Can I talk to Joe? Hi, Joe.
Hi, we're here screening Joe's calls. How may we help you?
I just want to make sure if John picks something up at the radio station today.
It's Gladys.
This is Gladys Kravis.
Disguising your voice.
Gladys? Are you using a fake voice, Gladys?
Or low voice?
Gladys, are you using a fake
voice? I don't
voice?
Want to talk to you guys. I just wanted to talk to Joe.
Uh-huh. You wanted to make sure what?
I mailed a belated birthday present to Don, and I was just wanting to know.
Of course it was late. Gladys, do you believe in God?
In God?
Yes.
Most definitely.
Do you know that he's disappointed in you?
Why?
No, he's not.
He is.
No, why? He's not.
Because you continually break the rules about calling the show.
You really have.
He almost hates you.
When did you say the next time she could call us?
I love Gladys calling the show, and I love the fact that she used a fake voice.
Do another fake voice. do an outrageous accent.
Gladys, come on now.
Silly cow.
Don't let me down, Gladys.
Oh, hello. I would like to talk to Donna Mike, please.
Fantastic.
Perfect. Well, you're a genius. You know, I have a knack for that type of thing, and I think you could replace me.
I know the next time she can call. Please. 10 minutes from now.
No one's talking to you, Rob.
Hey. Gladys. Very nice.
I am praying. I know that's the evil. That's the evil Gladys.
Oh, that's the evil Gladys. Oh, oh boy.
But Gladys. I am praying for Robert Goulet.
Way to bring up a negative.
He's dead. You might as well have cut a knife.
Yeah, you've killed him. You know you've killed
him. Cut him with
now.
A knife.
You've killed him now. You know that, don't you?
He's doomed. You know what the ultimate danger would be now, Mike?
No, I didn't.
If she were to enter the arena of sports.
No. No. God damn it, Rob. Don't even bring that up.
Gladys, who do you like in the World
no!
Series? No! Don't do. No, Hank, don't. Please, Jesus. Please hang up on her.
Gladys?
Please hang up on
Gladys?
Her. Please hang up on
Gladys?
Her. Please, Mike? Please hang up on her. Please, Gladys? No. No, Gladys. Ooh. Gladys, if you've ever had any feelings for me, do not answer. Do not answer this question.
No, Buzz, please ask her the question because I can control Mike's microphone from over here.
Gladys, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
You heard the question?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's entirely different.
God, no, don't do this. Please, Gladys, do not answer this question. Don't say anything
Gladys,
about baseball.
Who's going to win the World Series, do you think?
Please, no. I thought that was over with.
Leave it at that. Leave it at that.
If you had to pick among
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
If you had to pick among the Boston Red Sox and the Colorado Rockies, who do you pick?
No, don't do this.
The Yankees.
Good. No, fine. That's great.
Gladys.
Bye, Gladys. Hang up the phone.
Gladys, stay
hang
right
up the
there, darling.
Phone, bitch.
Gladys, don't listen to that. He doesn't mean that.
Gladys, please.
Gladys.
Gladys, I didn't mean to call
you. Yes, I sent you a birthday present.
You are wonderful, Gladys. I hope you know after I leave, I'm the one that loved you all the time.
I know you did. I know
I love you a long time. Now,
yes.
Which team?
Gladys.
You think you can trump me with that button?
Gladys.
I can trump you with this one over here. Gladys.
Yes.
Who do you like? The Red Sox?
Don't answer.
Well,
don't
I did go to Boston this summer.
Who are you picking in the World Series? Boston?
No!
And it's too long of a drive to Colorado.
Boston or Colorado?
From Wichita? Neither.
Pick,
I'm
Gladys, pick one team.
No, don't.
Because I love Mike, you should know the answer. No,
then say it.
No.
Then say it.
I'm not going to say it. I won't say
Gladys,
it.
Gladys, Gladys, hold on. Gladys,
God bless you.
Does the fact that I'm standing up for you mean anything to you? Gladys, does it? I am defending your honor, Gladys.
He doesn't care about you.
I know you have.
And all I'm asking you to do
you.
Is say the team that you think will win
you,
the
Gladys.
World Series. Say it.
Boston.
Oh, God. You've just made a grown man cry.
F you guys. Oh, ha, ha, you witch. I swear to God, you're a C word.
Oh, Mike.
I hate you. I hope you
die.
Give me a C. I've never wished death on anybody. I hope so. I hope it's swift.
My
it's
God.
Done.
What is
color
up with
me done. Color me done. It's over.
Listen to this shock jockery
it's over.
Today.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's
this is
over.
Your own fault because you wouldn't let me
you
talk
had to.
Show.
You had to. God damn you, Gladys.
Yeah.
I love you,
darling. You suck.
I wish you nothing but good luck.
Yeah, that's me.
You know you've done it. You did it in the presidential election. And look what
I
happened to our
not.
Country. Oh, my God, you're a Wiccan princess. You're a witch. You're evil incarnate.
I love your voices.
I swear to God, you are a creature from Satan.
I love the fact that you're a frumpy housewife from Wichita who lives for our show every
you
day.
You have wrecked the World Series.
You continue to call and you continue
unbelievable.
To root for the Boston
I have
Red
no,
Sox.
You know what? I was getting together with a bunch of people tonight.
I know.
I'm still going to do it, but now I'm just going through the exercises because I'm in a total funk now.
I'm going to turn microphones, Mike's mic off for a second.
God.
Gladys?
Yes?
Would you be a love?
Whatever your prediction is, it's right.
You go to
Whatever
church? Would you go to church today and light a candle for the Boston Red Sox?
Well, I don't have a church to light candles, but I could light a candle at home. I'm preaching at our church on Sunday.
Hold on. Mike is saying something important.
God, I'm so upset with you, Gladys. I'm
very upset.
God. God, I can't believe what you've just done.
So you think
you've hexed it.
If she had picked Colorado.
You show me your prediction because it doesn't matter anymore. I'll see. You predict a sweep, a Colorado sweep? Of course you did. It all falls in because now I'm thinking it's going to happen.
Well.
Because of this woman, this evil Wiccan priestess of death
this
from,
lady
from Kansas.
She's one of our most loyal and cherished
listeners. She's not. She's a hater. Deep inside, she hates.
She loves Mike.
She hates.
She loves those retarded children she's reared.
I don't want to say anything for Mike. Took all of, 5 seconds? Boston!
Well,
listen to the joy in your voice. You know you hexed me.
No.
You
not.
Hexed me. God, I swear to God, I will. You know what? If the next presidential election, if she comes on, she's going to ruin the country.
May I ask an important question?
I didn't call during the playoffs, did
may
I
ask, may I please?
Odious you know, hag. You're right, Rob. She's
I
an
please,
odious hag.
May I please get a word in edgewise here? Gladys.
Yes.
Cruel, mean-spirited. Under that little housewife. What did you get me for my birthday, darling?
What did I give you?
Well, yeah, tell me. I want to look forward to it.
Oh, no. That's ruins the surprise.
Is it going to be as thoughtful as that Batman mug you got me?
It might be something that goes with it, yeah. Oh.
Aren't you a thoughtful lady? Thank you.
Yeah.
And please light a candle for the Red Sox, because even though Mike doesn't think so, I think it will help the Red Sox.
Well,
I think there's goodness in your heart, Gladys.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Yeah.
Biggest celebrity of them all? Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah.
Hey, Gladys, I have a question for you.
All right.
What did you do during the presidential election? Because it refreshed my memory. What did you say way back
when? I just called.
What?
I just called.
And what did you say, though? What did you say? Didn't you call on Election Day?
Yes, I did.
Didn't she have a prediction? Or didn't she?
No, you just because I called, you blamed me.
No, you called and voice support.
Hold on, Gladys. Don't be a real ass. Don't be an ass because you're lying now. You're lying because you're evil. That's not true. You are lying.
Yesterday.
May I mediate?
Yes, please do, Rob.
Parties, listen. Gladys?
Oh, hold on.
Yes?
We're getting the world's biggest misogynist to debate this. This is really not fair
for
Gladys. But I may be siding with him.
Did you or did you not call in on Election Day and voice support for George W. Bush?
No, they may have asked who I voted for.
Yes.
And you said who?
I probably said Bush.
And that's a vote of support or something against him? How would you phrase that?
Hey, Rob, let me ask you something.
Yes?
Hold on. You voted for Bush. Why are you
not yelling? Last time.
But I'm curious about this. This is very important.
I voted
due to my
for
superstitious nature. Buzz, you got any memory of this? What she did?
You're right. She
did
either...
I thought she predicted.
She either said she was voting Bush or that she predicted he would win. It was one of those two things.
Or did she predict that John Kerry was going to win? Or do we go back to Al Gore?
When will we stop treating this woman so viciously? Please
because
tell
this
us.
Woman has. She's a hexer.
I do love the support from Don, but I realize someday something's going to happen and it's going to turn again. But, while I'll bask in it while it lasts.
But Gladys, I think you should know that I've been in your corner all along.
I think she predicted John Kerry would win.
I've been in your corner all along. If Rob had his way, you wouldn't even be on the air right now.
Wouldn't be on the earth right now.
You're still banned in her book. She's still banned in your book, rather.
Indefinitely.
She predicted. Maybe she did predict that.
I didn't predict
it was a double hex. And I'm surprised you didn't. But I'm not surprised you supported Bush being a veteran.
Do you have curlers in your hair right now?
I don't think this is funny.
Do you have curlers in your hair? Are you wearing your big house coat right now, Gladys?
I'm driving. I'm driving on a very busy interstate. I just took my daughter to had a little minor surgery, so I was holding her hand today.
Are you getting her fixed?
Doing what?
Breast enlargement?
Getting her fixed. Like spayed?
No.
Like a dog would be spayed.
She had a little fatty tumor in her bicep.
Oh, yeah. So. Is that an ingrown hair?
No, it was just... It just
you know what?
Like
speaking of...
Tiny
when your daughter is in a doctor's office today and you pray that she works out okay, why don't you also pray... That the Boston Red Sox beat the Colorado Rockies in the World Series tonight.
We don't need any more help than you've already done. You've already ruined it. You've ruined the World Series. It's not that they're going to lose now. They're going to lose in some spectacular way now because of the way you've done this.
They won't choke like the Indians, no.
They'll all get fatty tumors.
All right, darling.
Whatever.
All right, we'll see.
Thank you for remembering my birthday, Gladys.
Yes. All right, well.
And if you're on the highways of Wichita, look for a large fatty tumor driving a minivan.
Always lovely to hear from you.
Oh, I'm driving a...
Yell as loud as you can, Stainet.
I drive a big black Yukon.
Well, Yukon, leave us alone from now on.
Gladys,
I'm not even going to say that I'm predicting a house falling on you. Because she's from Kansas. Remember when
the Wicked Witch
had her legs sticking out from underneath
No surprise she's from Kansas. She does have supernatural powers.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Jean jacket and a pumpkin-colored T-shirt.
Pumpkin-colored.
And I'm wearing open-toe sandals.
Gladys, you have to be one of those women that has, like, a Halloween sweater.
Can you say you hope Colorado wins?
Colorado
wins just to maybe cancel it out, even though the damage has been done?
Don't say it. Don't say it, Gladys.
Please
say it. Don't say it. It'll drive him crazy. Don't say it, Gladys. Don't say it. It'll drive him nuts. Say, go Red Sox. Hey, Gladys.
Are you wearing a bra?
Please, Gladys, please help me.
Oh, gosh, yes, definitely.
Wearing
please,
a bra?
Gladys, please say.
Hey, Gladys.
Yes.
Hey, Gladys.
Yes.
Why don't you say you support the Jimmy Fund?
Go Red Sox.
Say you support the Jimmy Fund.
The who?
The Jimmy Fund.
The Jimmy
Fund. I don't know what that is.
Just say you support it, please.
Gladys, can I talk to you, please?
Yes.
Please say go Colorado, please.
He hates you. Why would you do him a favor,
Colorado.
Gladys?
No, but just say it for me.
Sit.
You already said it, and I tricked you into it. I tricked you into
hey,
it.
Mike.
There's no way. You cancel out. You cancel out the
Mike.
Hex. I can enjoy the World Series.
Mike.
You cancel out the hex.
Mike.
What?
Bye, Gladys. See you later, honey.
Bye, guys.
Thanks.
Call anytime.
I hear the delay.
It doesn't matter. I heard it. I did. I'm taking all I can get. I truly am superstitious
about
it. If
a tree falls in the forest and you're the only one that hears it, does it really make a sound?
Why are you hexing me? Why are you hexing my Boston Red Sox by hitting the delay? But see, it's what came out of her mouth. Your powers are your powers.
Your powers are futile
against her.
Powers.
Her super evil powers.
If I had powers, I wouldn't be sitting here doing this show. I'd be flying around the earth like Superman.
God, I wish I remember what she did with that presidential election, but I remember thinking she hexed
ruined it somehow.
She did something. She said something that hexed it.
When Mike
visually undresses her?
No. When Mike was being angry and pushing her into saying, okay, Colorado Rockies, that didn't even make it on the air.
Oh.
I hit the dump button.
No, never I'll take what I can get. I know she
never
said it.
Never got out.
I know she said it, Mr. Man. I knew she said it. That wench. That evil, mean-spirited woman.
God damn. Hello, Don and Mike.
Masquerading as a simple Kansan.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don's and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, Gladys pretty hot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hot bowl of chili.
She's hot like Zsa Zsa Gabor's hot. She's hot like Tammy Faye Baker is hot.
Yeah, she's nasty.
Hot.
That's what she is. She's nasty. That's the worst thing I've said about her for real. Nasty. She's nasty.
She's hot like Estelle Getty's hot.
Nasty hot.
Hot like the Kansas firecracker. I just hope her daughter's okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fatty tumor.
Hey,
that's
Don
her
Mike.
Name.
Hey, guys. Hey,
and there's
Mike.
A lucky girl, too. There's a lucky girl, her daughter. Mom, did you say on the radio I had a fatty tumor in my arm?
I did, dear. Back to the war zone.
Go Red
Sox. Hey, Mike.
Go Red Sox. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I was such a fool, Mike. I was one of those guys last weekend. I was so shocked on Sunday night. I was one of those guys that in my social circle at my office, you would think I jumped into a DeLorean, went into the future, saw the results of the championship series with the Red Sox, and came back and just was sure they were not going to come back from their deficit and go to the World Series. But when I turned on the news Sunday night and saw that they were actually advancing to the World Series, I have to tell you, I felt like such a Class A heel, man. It was just.
Was this like a 12-step meeting we're
confession.
Having here today for Red
no,
Sox
No, I never
fans?
Made a big deal about. I mean, I'm not in this guy. I mean, I was with him the whole way. I didn't make any.
I
make any grandiose statements of negativity? Did
no.
I? Did
no.
I? Did I? Huh?
No.
You just. Mike, words hurt as bad. Words can hurt as bad as a balled up fist.
What did I say though? I didn't say anything during the.
Carrie said that. But she also said it was very close.
I don't want to be lumped in this guy's group. I didn't.
I'm
I didn't say
no,
anything.
No. You I'm never said how you treated Gladys.
Oh, I don't regret that. No, not for a single. I almost sounded like Floyd.
Yes.
Ooh, didn't regret that, Andy.
I don't regret that.
Wish
long.
I'd hit her harder.
She could take it. She's a veteran.
A veteran.
Air Force.
Key Rice. Mm-hmm. Key Rice Sakes.
You remember she served at Camp Pond.
No, but I can't be lumped in that guy's category.
No,
I wasn't a doubter. I was just sitting there going, we'll see what happens.
Somebody brought up at the beginning of all of that Giuliani.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I haven't even seen this.
Here's my take on the Giuliani thing.
Please.
And Mike, I know you have some empathy here for this situation. What a bastard. Seriously, from a sports angle. You are from New York City.
Not only from New York City, he's like Mr.
You're identified.
In a box seat at the Yankee games.
Mr. 9/11. You're right there giving Steinbrenner a prostate exam.
Yeah, I mean, he's always at the Yankee game.
During every game. Everybody knows you're from New York.
Right.
You think you're going to campaign up in Boston and say, hey, I'm rooting for the Red Sox because it's an American League versus National League thing?
No.
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 Absolutely not.
No.
He knows it can't be done. Any good Yankee, really, is rooting for the Rockies. Absolutely.
Don't you think he just lost the state of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
And New York?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, it's just not.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Buzz, hold on. Yeah. Absolutely. Don't forget about the New Yorkers.
Well, here's the deal with Rudy Giuliani. We're not talking just about a New York politician or even the mayor of New York City. Okay. We're talking about the mayor of New York City who goes to so many Yankee games and always is sitting down there with the Yankee hat on, is obviously a fan, unless it's all BS, and he's not really a Yankee fan anymore.
As I refer to him, the president of New York. He is the president of New York City.
That's not the president of the Mets either. He's the president of the New York Yankees. Right. That's the way he campaigns, and that's the way he was always sitting there, you know, especially during the not winning times.
Not anymore.
And what is it that they backed him in a corner, and he said, "Listen, of course I said that. I'm in Boston. I'm an American League guy." He said, "But when I go to Colorado, I'm still going to say that I think the Red Sox are going to win." Okay. And I'm thinking,
see, all right. And that's where, and right there is where he really screws himself.
Now, you have just effed yourself with three sports fan groups.
Yep.
The big mouth, dumbass Yankee fans.
Right.
The big mouth, dumbass Boston fans.
They don't trust him.
Hate the Red Sox fans. Mm-hmm. And the people that have nothing to do with this now,
right?
The dopes out in Denver
who now have been brought into this, and now they can hate him too,
right?
A total error. What you do is you don't put on the, you know, you say that, "Hey, well, I've been a Yankee fan, but I hope the best team wins." There's the politician's answer.
Right. Yeah, right. You don't put on the Red Sox hat and say I'm rooting for them because they're in the American League.
I mean, I'm so stupid. I'm such a stupid Red Sox fan. As somebody said to me, "Have you ever gone to a Yankee game in the Yankee Stadium? And are you regretting not being there, you know, because they're tearing the stadium down, they're going to build a new one?" I said, "I've never been there. I will never go there.
Right.
I will never go to that shrine."
There are so many people, myself included, if I really got drug into a discussion about which would I rather take on an important Sunday, the Packers winning or the Bears losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a big part of me that would root for the Bears losing.
Yeah.
Right? You understand what I'm saying?
Carla got mad at me during the regular season when I would actually be paying more attention to a Yankees loss or a potential Yankees loss than a Red Sox win. That's what it's all about. I don't think Rudy understands it. But then again, what does Rudy understand? You know, I mean, Rudy's kids hate him, too.
There's one thing Rudy's really got to find out, though. Name of a good dentist. You check out those George Washington teeth he's got?
Yeah, and this guy is so Mr. New York Yankees. I don't understand what he was trying to pull, except being a dumb politician making another mistake.
One more call here. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
You don't need no immunization to cause me to race down at the Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Is this Mr. Douglas? Mr. Haney. It's Mr. Haney.
Oh, what's this guy talking about, that NASCAR thing where people wanted to get
immunized? I wanted to remind everybody that we do operate a sterile raceway.
Okay, thank you. What's happening? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mr. Haney.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi. I just to let you know, I'll break that woman's hex for you.
Well, I think I already broke it, but I'm not sure yet. What do you want to do?
How about we break your hymen?
Oh, shoot. This is going to happen if I called.
Oh, job. As the...
So many women react that
way. I don't know if I want to live in a world where you offer to break a woman's hymen and she hangs up on you.
Is that so wrong?
What I say?
JFC, I'm serious. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.